Second kind of faith is the faith that's demonstrated by these false professors who say, "Lord, Lord." And that's actually an expression of, "You are my Lord, you are my master, and I do want to please you." They were seemingly eager to do things in his name. Yet was their faith vital and real? No. It was hypocritical and empty, like the difference between wheat and tares. Jesus told the parable of the wheat and the tares, how they grow up together. And the thing about wheat and tares, they grow up together and they look the same as they're growing up. But when it comes time to bear fruit, to put food forward, the wheat puts forward food and the tares put forward empty nothing. Jesus said in the passage we looked at last week about the false prophets, every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. John the Baptist said the exact same thing. I just read it in my readings in Luke. John the Baptist said, "You call yourselves sons of Abraham? God can raise up sons of Abraham from these stones. Therefore, I tell you, every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." There's no fruit. Turn to Matthew 25. Because in understanding these last two categories, the difference between a false professor and a true child of God, we're going to go to Matthew 25. And this is a familiar passage. You've heard it before. But I want us to hear it in a way that maybe we haven't heard it before. Because there's a way that you can understand this passage in a way that's very misleading. Matthew chapter 25, we're going to start in verse 31. Matthew 25, 31 says, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne." So this is Judgment Day again. "Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me.' Then the righteous will answer him, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me.' Then they also will answer, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and not minister to you?'" Notice they're saying, "Lord." And notice they would have been eager to minister to Jesus if they had known that it was Jesus. These are professing Christians. These are not unbelievers out in the world. "Then he will answer them, saying, 'Truly I say to you, as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life.'" What is the difference between the sheep and the goats? Here's a standard answer. The sheep are those who realized that by serving the poor, they were serving Jesus, and so they went out to serve the poor so that they could minister to Jesus in that way. But the goats are those who didn't realize that by serving the poor, you're serving Jesus, and so they didn't go out and serve the poor. If they had realized that that was the way to serve Jesus, they would have done it. Only problem is that's not what the passage says. Do you notice that? The sheep are just as stunned as the goats that that was Jesus that they were ministering to. You've got to get this because this is so key. You've got to get this. This is so key. The sheep don't minister to the poor because they think it's going to earn them brownie points with Jesus. They minister to the poor because they love the poor. They love the poor because they've been loved by God. They're not doing it to earn favor. They're doing it because they've received favor. We don't visit those in prison because we think God's keeping score and we'll get 5 bonus points for it. We visit those who are in prison because when we were trapped in the prison of our own sin, Christ visited us and opened the doors and set us free. We receive the grace of God, and we are so compelled by the grace of God that we've received that we go out and we share it with others because we can't help ourselves. And if you're doing it because you think that God's keeping score, you've missed the whole point. Stay home. What is the difference between a false professor and a true child of God? The difference is that the false professor has seen the outward form of religion and has conformed himself to that outward form, and they think they know God. A true child of God has received the grace of God in such a compelling, heart-changing, life-transforming way that they eagerly, zealously serve God and others out of gratitude for the grace that they have received. That is the difference. One is fake, the other is real. God is not fooled. Man looks on outward appearances, but the Lord looks at the heart. And he knows us better than we know ourselves.